Eighth parak starts off with Mishnah Aleph, with the registration process of the Korban Pesach, that you have to authorize somebody if you want somebody else to register you on a Korban Pesach. In the absence of that, you have to register yourself, unless we can make a good assumption that you're registering somebody who would want you to register them. For example, the husband and wife, we can assume that the husband is authorized to register for his wife, even though she doesn't explicitly authorize him, but that's the typical case. Here we go, Mishnah Aleph, Aisha, these manshi bebeis Baala, if the husband is living married with the husband together, shachat alecha baala v'shachat alecha via, in the situation she's home for Pesach and her husband brought a korban Pesach and included her and she didn't specifically designate him to register her, v'shachat alecha via, and her father also did the same, included her, his daughter who's now married, onto his korban Pesach, the default is tochal mishal baala, she will eat from the husband's even though she didn't explicitly authorize him. However, halcha regel rishon lasos, it's the first regal, the first chag after the two got married, and they would typically go to her parents. It happened to be that it was Pesach that year, so they're going to her parents. So halcha regel rishon lasos beveis avia shachat aleha avia v'shachat aleha kpala, in the same situation that her father brought a korban Pesach and her husband is also going along for yanta, brought a korban Pesach, who does she eat with? In fact, she has to tocha bimkom shirotza, literally she can eat where she does, where she wants, but she actually needs to decide by the time of Shechita whose Korban Pesach she's being included of. In other words, we don't have a default to go with the husband because they're away by her parents for Pesach. And we also don't default to her parents because she's with her husband. She's now married, so she has to decide for herself by the time of the Shechita, the Korban Pesach. Similar questions of people registering others for the Korban Pesach, even though they weren't explicitly authorized. Yasam, if we have an orphan, Sheshachtu Alav Apitropsin, who has a guardian appointed by either the court or the father who passed away. So we have two guardians, and each of them had in mind to include the cut, the orphan, on their independent Korban Pesachs. Yochal Bimkom Shurotz, in this situation, the katan can eat wherever he wants, because it's a minor orphan, so those apotropsim, those guardians, are authorized to make the decisions on behalf of the orphan, so they can go wherever they want, and they don't have to decide at the time of Shechita. Eved shal shnei shutafin, if we have a servant, Eved Knani, of two partners, they each own, for example, half of the Eved, lo yochal mishal shneim, they each had in mind to register, they register that Eved on their own Korban Pesach because they don't fully own that Eved unless the other owner of that Eved gave consent to the other to register that Eved, neither is authorized to fully register. And if you don't have a full registration of somebody with full authority, then it's not going to be effective. Similarly, Misha Chetzio Eved, Chetzio Ben Chorin, if we have an Eved and half of him is owned by a master and half of it is free, in other words, maybe he was owned by two people and one set his half free, Lo Yochal Mishal Rabo, and here the Rav, the owner, the half owner, designates him, registers him on his Korban Pesach, that Eved cannot eat on that Korban Pesach because you have to register somebody fully, not partially. Mishnah Beis, a little background, we can bring a Korban Pesach from one of two animals, either a gedi, which is a goat, or a talet, or a sheep, as long as it's male below 1 year old. So we have Aomer Lavda, we have somebody instructing another, literally the master instructing the servant, say, Ushchot Alayas HaPesach, go, bring for me, to Shechita my Korban Pesach, but he didn't tell him if he wants it from a gedi or a talet. So accordingly, he's effectively authorizing the servant to make that decision which one to bring. So if he shachat gedi, if he brought a gedi, yochal, the master can eat from it, shachat talet, if he brought it from a talet, yochal, the master can eat from it. However, shachat gedi vitalef, he says, I don't know which one my master wants, let me bring both, and he brought two korban pasach. So in that situation, if it's a king or a queen that is designating their servant, they're going to be fairly flexible because they eat great food all the time, so they don't really care if it's a gedi or a talet. So accordingly, yochal min arishon, they will eat from the first one that is shechted. However, everyone else, if the servant went and volitionally brought both a gedi and talet, you cannot be registered on Korban, two Korban Pesach, so accordingly, they would not be valid. Shachach ma omer lo rabo, if we have the servant, and this time the master did tell him to bring whether a gedi or talet, they instructed him, but the eved, the servant forgot which one the master desired. Ketzad yaseh, so what's our solution? Yishchot talet ugdi, here he can bring both a talet and gedi v'yomar, he makes a condition, im gedi amar li rebi, if my rebi told me that I should bring a gedi on his behalf, the gedi shalo, the gedi that I'm bringing now is for him, v'talet shali, and the talet will be my korban pesach, din talet amar li rebi, and if my rebi conversely told me to bring him a talet shalo, this this taleh that I'm bringing will be his, ugdishali, and the gedi will be mine. Now he comes back to his adon, and he's shechted both the gedi and taleh, and he's going to ask the Rebbe, his master, which one did you desire? But in this situation, we have a bigger problem. Shachach rabo marmalo. It wasn't only the servant that had amnesia, but it was his master that also forgot what he had instructed him. Accordingly, shneim yetu lebeis asreifa, both of those korban vesach, the taleh and deli, have to be burnt as invalid. However, p'turim lasot pesach sheni, because they were fundamentally okay, those korban vesachs, we simply don't know which master, which one belongs to who, which one belongs to the master, and which one belongs to the eved. Accordingly, they are burnt, but they are not obligated, these two, to bring a pesach sheni, because they were kosher korbanos, but we don't know who eats which one. Mishnah Gimel, Omer Levanav. Somebody wants to inspire his children to come early for the Chag. So he says as follows, Hareini shochet et ha-pesach, ami she'yaleh mikem rishon yerushalayim. I'm going to be shochet the korban pesach for you of those children, the first one in. The first one to come to Yerushalayim, that one is going to be who I have in mind. He really had in mind to register all of them on the Korban Pesach, but Kaven Shehichnis Harishon Rosh of Rubok, because the first one makes it there, his head, his body, the majority of him gets to Yerushalayim. Zaka Bechalko, he's the first one, and he is Zochet to his Chelek in the Korban Pesach, and in addition, Umezakes Echavimo, he's also acquires the Korban Pesach literally for his brethren. In other words, he's going to be able to choose his portion first, but he's also going to be able to divide up the other portions, because really the father had in mind to register and shecht it for everyone. Continuing, how many people can we have on a single Korban Pesach? La'olim nimni malav, we can add more and more. There's no outer limit to how many people can be included on a Korban Pesach. Ad sheyebo kazayis lekolecha ve'echad. However, the requirement is there has to be enough meat to have a kazayis for each person who is partnered together in the Korban Pesach. And in addition, when do we close the process of people joining, teaming together on a Korban Pesach? Nimni mamoshin, they can count, I'm in on this Korban Pesach, or they can withdraw for the Bekor Korban Pesach, that's moshin. They can withdraw until the shechita. At the shechita, it's frozen. Whoever's in is in. Whoever is out stays out. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that you can actually withdraw even after the shechita, until the zrika sadam, you can withdraw from a korban pesach. Mishnah Dalid, we're talking about, we had a group on a korban pesach, and it was each person was getting more than a kazayis. So one of them decides, I'm going to sell off part of my korban pesach. I'm going to syndicate it out to three friends that I have, two friends, it doesn't matter. People that weren't initially on this Korban Pesach, and I did not get the consent of my original partners who partnered together on this Korban Pesach. So Hamamna Imo Acherim Bechalko, we have one of the people on a Korban Pesach who goes and gets others, and he divides up his portion with them. So the other original partners on this Korban Pesach that did not consent to that, Rasha'in B'nei Chabura Liten Lo Ashelo, they can give this renegade partner of theirs who's bringing his friends in without their consent, they can say, here's your portion of the Korban Pesach, you go eat with the people you joined in without our consent, and we're going to eat together without you. Mishnah Hey, Zav Sharash De Rios, our situation here is we have a Zav, a male who saw some abnormal flows, and he had two of them, either in the same day or consecutive days, Shochtim Ala Bishvi, because he has a Tara requirement of 7 days, and on the seventh day, he goes to Mikvah, and at night of that, we're talking about when his seventh day is Erev Pesach, we can bring a Korban Pesach for him, and he will eat it at night, because at night with Harav Shemesh, he is now permitted to eat the Korban Pesach. However, Ra'ah Shalos, if he saw three Rios, not two, he saw three on one day or three on consecutive days, he has to bring a Korban for Hitabatim and Mitar himself on the eighth day. So Shochtim Allah B'Shmini Shalah, if his eighth day then is on Erev Pesach, we can bring the Korban Pesach for him, and he eats it at night when he is Tahor. Now talking about a woman, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, if a woman saw dam not during her 7 days of nida, but between day 8 and for 11 days thereafter till day 18, so this is an abnormal time to see blood, she has to wait an additional day. So if her second day she goes to mikvah and she is tahor at night, if that second day falls on Erev Pesach, shochtim aleha b'sheni shela, on that second day we can bring the korban pesach for her and she'll eat at night. Rasa shnei yamim, however, if she saw 2 days in a row, shochtim aleha b'shlishi, if the third day when she goes to mikvah was Erev Pesach, we can shecht her Korban Pesach, and she could eat at night. But we're talking about a Vahazav, a woman who saw for 3 days during that time period. Shochtim aler bishmini, we can only shecht the Korban Pesach if her 8th day is on Erev Pesach. Accordingly, comes nighttime, on the 8th day she has to bring a Korban, at nighttime she'll be tohor, she'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Mishnah Vav, we're talking about Ha'oned, somebody who on that day, Erev Pesach, had a close relative pass away, so the person is in the deoraisa status of aninus. Vamefakeach esagal, somebody who is digging to find a body, and it's a suffix whether the person is alive or not under the rubble. Number three, vechein mishiv tichu lehotzi o mi beis asurim. Somebody is in jail, and they promised him, you're going to get out in time to bring your korban pesach and erev pesach. Vahachole vahazaken shen yecholim leachol kazayis. And somebody who's sick, somebody is elderly, but they are well enough, they are able to eat a kazayis of the korban pesach. Shochtim aleim. We can bring the Korban Pesach for all of those, al kulan and shochtim alem bifnei atman, but for all of those that we just listed, we cannot just bring them if they're the sole member of the Korban Pesach. That would not be advisable. You have to bring in at least one other partner, shema yaviu as a pesach lidei psul, because they may invalidate the Korban Pesach. The concern here is that onein, although he can eat the Korban Pesach at night, he may not pay attention to them during the day, may become tamei because of a zaninus, the difficult time that he's having emotionally, and somebody who is digging under the rubble may have touched had an ohel over somebody who was dead, so he may be tame. And somebody who told him you're going to get out of prison, in fact, they may not let him out, so we may have an ownerless Korban Pesach if he's the sole member, and a chol and a zaken, somebody who's sick, and somebody who's elderly, in the end of the day, come Lela Seder, they may not be able to eat of the Korban Pesach. So in all these, because of all those sfeikos, maybe they'll be able to eat, maybe they won't be able to eat of the Korban Pesach, we should bring in another member to the Korban Pesach, and lefichach im eiro behem suol, continues the Mishnah, if any of those that we listed before that have a psul and they're not able to eat Peturim Melasas Pesach Sheni, because they will have a valid Korban Pesach because somebody else was partnered with them, they won't be required to bring the Korban Pesach at Pesach Sheni. Chutz min ha-mafekeh bagal, the exception to the rule here is somebody who was searching for a body underneath the rubble. It's not a suffake there. The shehu tamei mitchila, so we don't know if he became tamei or not, but if he became tamei, it's certain that he became tamei. Accordingly, that person will have been Tamei retroactively, because it's whenever he was looking for it, he would have been Tamei, and accordingly he would have to bring Korban Pesach Sheni. Mishnah Zayin, Eshochtim as a Pesach Alayachid, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the view based on the Pasuk that you, even for everyone else, you don't bring a Korban Pesach with a single person owning it. You should always have at least another person as part of the partnership. Rabbi Yossi is of the view that you can bring a Korban Pesach even for one member. Hafilu Chabura Shalmeya Shein Yecholim Lachok Hazayis. Rabbi Yossi continues, even if you have 100 people together partnering a Korban Pesach, and not one of them can eat a kazayis. There are a couple ways to read this, that none of them can eat a kazayis, or even one of them cannot eat a kazayis. What's the use? Ain't shochtim aleim. You don't bring that Korban Pesach. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is saying, just make sure you have at least one good person who can eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach. That's all you need. The Mishnah continues, Ve'in osim chaburas nashim va'avadim uktanim. What this means is you cannot have a chabura just made up of women and avadim, because that may lead to promiscuity because of the avadim. And also don't have just a chabura together of avadim and ktanim, because the avadim also may have promiscuity with the children. Mishnah Ches, going back to the onen. Onen tove va'ochal apis kol ha'erev. Typically, an onen is a din d'oraisa if it's the same day that the person finds out a close relative passes away, so the person is an anin. Cannot eat the korban, be it a korban pesach, be it, you won't eat during the day the korban pesach, but other korbanos. However, Chazal instituted on the rabbana level, the aninus would continue into the night, that you also can't eat korbanos. However, that does not apply to the korban pesach, because the korban pesach is such a strict thing that there's kares for somebody who does not have the korban pesach. So somebody who is an onain at night, which would otherwise be unable to eat korbanos, Chazal permitted the onein to eat the Korban Pesach. So onein tovel, so an onein should go to mikvah. The Erev Pesach, he became an onein d'oraisa, but to eat the Korban Pesach, go do a tefillah, because maybe he came tamei because he wasn't focused on the Korban Pesach and staying tamei. It's not saying tahor because he has to bring the Korban Pesach. The ochel is pisco le'erev, and even though he has a din d'rabbanan of aninos, he can eat the Korban Pesach at night, avalo b'kodshim, but ever the other korbanos, he's not permitted to eat at night because the gzera d'rabbanan. V'hashomei al me'isov, v'hamalaket lo atzamos. These are two categories of an aninus derabana, not deraisa, aninus derabana during the day, that somebody who hears about a relative who passed away the prior day or within 30 days prior, so it's not an aninus deraisa because the misa wasn't, the death wasn't on the same day. Is somebody who is collecting the bones of a close relative in order to exhume them and to bury them elsewhere. So because those are both categories of aninus derabanan in the day, so there's no decree of Chazal to continue the aninus at night. Tova v'ochel b'kodshim, that person is permitted to do tefillah and eat kodshim at night, despite the typical case that for an aninus d'oraisa, Chazal instituted that the aninus continues into the night and you can't eat kodshim. Next, last in our parak, ger shenis gayer b'erev Pesach, we have a ger, a convert that is converting on erev Pesach. He had the milah, now he's going to do tefillah and a mikvah. Erev Pesach, Beit Shammai Omrim Tovel, the ochel es pis kol erev, he can do tefillah, no problem. That very day, erev Pesach, and he can eat the korban Pesach at night. Beis Hillel Omrim, their concern Haporish Mina Orla, anyone who's going through a Gerus, Haporish Mina Kevra, has to be just like somebody who's Tamei Meis, has to go through a 7-day Tahara process, three sprinkling on the from the Mechatas on the 3rd and 7th days, so too somebody who goes through a Gerus has to wait the seven days. Why? Mikar Adin, you don't have to, because somebody who is being Megayer doesn't have any Tuma, so you just go to Mikvah and you can eat that night, the Korban Pesach. But the concern of Beis Hillel was that the next year, if they become Tmeim, they're going to think you can simply go to Mikvah and not understand that now that they are Jewish and you become Tmei Meis, you have to go through the Hazah process, the 7-day Tahara process from the Mechatas.